Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的名里向大家问安。
May our Lord be magnified in us this morning.
愿意我们的主今天早上在我们中间显现。
For that purpose, the subject for our sharing this morning is definition of and living a Christian life.
因着这个目的，我们今天早上的题目是基督徒生活的定义和实行。
Many a Christian is a product of its environment.
很多的基督徒是从环境而出生的。
That environment is Christianity.
他们是这样的产物。这个环境是什么呢？就是基督教。
Christianity is a mixture of Christ, doctrines, activities, and the world, which means that Christianity is adulterated.
那基督教的组成是什么呢？是基督再加上一些教训，加上一些活动，加上这个世界，所以是一个掺杂的。这个是什么意思呢？就是说基督教其实是犯了奸淫的。
Therefore, the definition according to Christianity would be adulterated.
所以如果跟着基督教来定义基督徒的生活，那这个定义也是犯了奸淫的。
If our definition is wrong, our life is wrong.
如果我们的定义错了的话，那我们的生活也错了。
It makes no difference, however sincere we are, as long as our definition is wrong.
所以，如果定义错了的话，不管我们有多么诚心，都不会有任何区别。
Right definition is right doctrine.
如果有正确的定义，就有正确的教训。
Definition is what God means or says.
这个定义呢，就是神他的意思，还有他所说的。
If we are to live a Christian life, our definition has got to be right. And it would only be right if it is derived from the Word of God and not from Christianity.
如果我们要活一个基督徒的生活，那这个定义一定要对。那这个定义只有从神的话出来才会对。
1 Timothy 3:16 says, Great is the mystery of godliness.
在提摩太前书里面三章十六节讲到大灾近前的奥秘。
So also is Christian life.
基督徒的生活也是一样。
I have taken several years to understand what Christian life is.
我花了几年的时间去要了解却要认识基督徒的生活是什么。
Yet I cannot testify that I know what Christian life is in an absolute way.
但我却不能见证说我绝对的认识了基督徒的生活。
Although I have understood what is meant by Christian life, I cannot say that I had one day in my life that I had absolutely lived that kind of life.
虽然我可以说我明白基督徒生活的意思是什么，但我却不能说我每一天在我这个生命里面的每一天我都可以绝对的实行了这样的生活。
If that is my condition, why have I chosen the very same subject to speak upon?
那如果是这样的情形，为什么我偏偏选了这个题目来讲呢？
It's because,Although I say that I do not know on the one hand, yet on the other hand, I do know what Christian life is after a long journey in my life and have been laid hold of it.
所以在一方面来说，我刚才提到我不认识基督徒的生活，但是在另一方面，在某种程度上，因为我行过了一段漫长的人生，我可以说我已经了解了一些，而且我把握住了它。
I have received immense help to know what Christian life is from this book called Normal Christian Life by Brother Watchman Nee.
我从这一本书名叫《正常的基督徒生活》，就是尼托生弟兄所写的里面，得到了极大的帮助。
According to this book, the definition of Christian life is,Not I, but Christ, taken from Galatians 2:20.
根据这本书，正常的基督徒生活， 它的定义就是不再是我，乃是基督。这个是在加勒太书二章二十节里面所定义的。
This definition is not as simple to be comprehended and practiced as it is said in few words.
虽然讲起来不再是我乃是基督，只有几个字，但我们不能简单的去领会和实行。
We need revelation to fully comprehend it and lifetime to practice.
我们需要启示可以来完全的了解它，而且我们需要整个的一生来操练它。
Reading this book on Romans and knowing this definition of Christian life, not I but Christ, from this book was a tremendous enlightenment and a turning point in my life, having clearly understood what a proper Christian life meant.
在读这本关于罗马书的书的时候，不光我看到了，认识到了基督徒生活的定义，就是不再是我，乃是基督，而且我在里面得了极大的光照，而且是我生命里面的一个转折点。
As I was seriously practicing living a Christian life, following this definition of Christian life, not I but Christ, I came across another book called The Practice of the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence, which captured me.
所以当我非常的认真的来试着来实行基督徒生活的时候，还有就是来认识这个定义，乃是不再是我，乃是基督，我又读到了一本书，就是劳伦斯弟兄所写的《与神同在的操练》。
After reading this book, I thought practicing the presence of God would be a more appropriate definition and a goal for Christian life.
所以当读了这本书的时候，他也抓住了我，我就觉得操练这个与神同在这件事是一个更加适当的定义，而且是我们基督徒生活的一个目标。
But I learned that it would pose a serious problem, and also that the goal of a Christian life was beyond practicing the presence of God.
但是这却带来一个非常严重的问题。如果这个是基督徒生活的目标的话，那我们就是在操练这个神的同在之外还有什么呢？
Because in the Old Testament time too, people practiced, experienced and enjoyed God's presence, but they did not experience, possess and enjoy God's person.
因为在旧约的时候，那些神的子民，他们也在那里实行甚至经历到神的同在，但是他们却没有经历到，也没有得着，也没有享受到神本身。
Prodigal son's brother enjoyed the presence of the father by remaining home, and yet he was disconnected from the father.
我们记得在浪子的故事里面，那个大儿子，他在那里享受了父亲的同在，而且他是留在家中，但是他却与父亲是隔开的。
He had possessed father's presence, but not father's person.
他得到了父亲的同在，但却没有得到父亲本身。
In Christian life, it is a matter of possessing God's person, not just his presence alone.
所以在基督徒的生活里面，是关乎于得着神他自己，不光只是得着他的同在。
In Christian life, we have not only the Lord's presence, but also His person.
所以在基督徒的生活里面，我们不光有神的同在，而且是有他本人。
In Christian life, we first of all possess the person Christ, and that person lives himself out from within us, which means that we have the person and the person's presence as well.
所以在基督徒的生活里面，我们首先需要的是最重要的是先得着基督他自己，然后基督在我们里面 把他自己活出来，就代表了我们不光拥有了他，而且我们也拥有了他的同在。
Let us read a couple of verses from the Bible and break down the definition of Christian life, not I, but Christ, into practical terms and comprehend it fully.
所以下面我们来看几处的章节在圣经里面。这个时候我们把基督徒生活的定义把它分开仔细的来看。不再是我乃是基督，我们是在这个实际的操练里面来完全的来了解。
We will read them together.
我们一起来读。
Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书二章二十节。我已经与基督同定十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。腓立比书一章二十二十一节，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是死生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因为活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Romans 13:14.
罗马书十三章十四节，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排，去放纵私欲。
Ephesians 4:22-24.
以弗所书四章二十二到二十四节，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，就要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。约翰一书五章十二节，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
格
林多前书十二章二十节，但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。
Collecting the information from the above scriptures, we can say that a more comprehensive definition of a Christian life in practical terms is.
所以从刚才的章节里面我们收集的信息可以说，如果从实行的角度出发，对基督徒的生活这个更能让人理解的定义应该是
Number one, putting off the flesh or putting the flesh to death.
第一就是脱去肉体或者致死肉体。
Number two, putting on Christ.
第二就是穿上基督。
Number three, living Christ individually and corporately.
第三是在个人和团体里面活出基督。
Number four, magnifying Christ.
第四就是彰显基督。
PPLM, putting off the flesh, putting on Christ, living Christ, magnifying Christ.
所以我们记得是 PPLM, P 就是说脱去肉体。然后下面一个 P 就是说穿上基督，下面的 L 就是说活出基督，然后 M 是说彰显基督。
What is magnifying?
那彰显是什么意思呢？
As we know, there are two magnifying techniques in physics, microscopic and telescopic.
照着我们所知道的，在物理里面有两种来彰显的这个器材，一个是放大镜，一个是望远镜。
One makes a small thing look bigger than it is.
一个是把那个小的东西看起来比原来还要大。
The other makes a big thing look as big as it really is.
另外一个是让很大的东西看起来就像它应有的那么大。
In Psalm 69:30, when David says, I will magnify God with thanksgiving, he does not mean...I will make a small God look bigger than he is.
所以在诗篇六十九篇三十节，大卫这么说，我要以感谢称他为大。这里并不是说他要把一个小的事情把它变成比原来更大。
He means, I will make a big God to look as big as he really is.
他想要讲的是，我要让这位大的神看起来就像他应有的那样大。
We are not called to be microscopes.
我们并不是被呼召来做放大镜。
We're called to be telescopes.
我们被呼召是来做望远镜。
Christians are not called to be salesmen who magnify their product out of proportion when they know that their competitor's product is far superior.
我们并不是来做推销员啊，被呼召就是来把我们的产品放大，超出它应有的那个范围，而且呢，完全不顾另外有竞争者的产品更加的超越。
There is nothing and nobody superior to our God.
但是没有人和事能比我们的神更超越的。
And so, our calling is to make God's greatness to look as great as it really is.
所以我们的呼召就是这样，让神的伟大看起来像应有的那样伟大。
We need to see God, experience God, remember His attributes such as His greatness and goodness and declare them.
所以我们应该来看见神，来经历神，来记得，而且呢，让他的品性就像伟大、良善这样的品性可以被宣扬出来。
Let us suppose there's a tall, beautiful mountain.
我们来想象有一个又高大又美丽的山。
When you look from yonder, it looks small to your eyes, and also you cannot appreciate its beauty to its fuller extent.
所以当我们从远处来看的时候，在我们的眼中，首先它是小的，而且呢，我们不能完全的来欣赏它的美丽跟它的大小。
But when you visit the mountain's size and beauty is magnified in your mind.
但是当你来造访这座山的时候，这个山的大小和美丽就在你的心思里面被彰显了。
The mountain by itself did not change in its size or beauty.
这个山并没有改变它的大小还有它的美丽。
Nothing can be done to change that.
因为没有事情可以改变它。
But it is magnified in your mind by getting close to its presence and seeing it.
但是呢，它的大小跟美丽，当我们与它接近的时候，就可以看见。
You come back home and tell everybody about it, and it gets magnified in their minds.
所以不光在我们的心思里面被彰显，当我们回去的时候，也可以告诉周围的每一个人，在他们的心思里面也可以被彰显。
If you did not visit and see the mountain is neither magnified in your mind, nor will you have ability to magnify its size and beauty in the minds of others.
所以如果你根本就没有造访过，或者说没有看到那座山的话，那这个山不会在你的心思里面被彰显，而且你也没有这个能力把它的大小跟美丽向其他人来彰显。
This is what it means for a Christian to magnify Christ.
所以这个就是一个基督徒可以来彰显基督的意思。
But you cannot magnify what you have not seen and what you quickly forget.
所以我们不可能彰显我们没有看到的，或者说我们已经很快忘记的。
After seeing Christ, if you live Christ, minister Christ, channel Christ, Christ is magnified.
所以当我们看见基督之后，我们就可以活出他，可以服侍他，也可以成为他的管道，也可以来彰显他。
Suppose you see a bloody fatal accident on a road.
如果你在路上看到一场血腥的致命的车祸，
Would you forget that scene?
你会忘记那个场景吗？
You would have no problem to describe it as it is.
因为你没有困难来描述它。
That is magnifying, making it look just as horrible as the scene was.
所以这也是彰显，就是讲到我们让它看起来就像那个场景一样可怕，当描述的时候。
Why are we laxed in magnifying Christ in our lives?
在我们的生活里面，在彰显基督这个上面，我们真的是放松了。
It's either we have not fully seen our Lord suffering on the cross, or we have barely seen and forgotten.
为什么这样呢？或者是我们没有完全的看到我们的主在十字架上，或者是我们只是紧紧的看见，但很快又忘记。
Let us train ourselves and our children to go upon our knees every day, spend some time and nothing but just gaze at our Lord, how he suffered on the cross for us.
所以让我们来训练我们自己，也跟孩子们一起，每一天都用我们的膝盖到神的面前，花一些时间，让我们不看其他，只看我们的主，来注视他怎么样在十字架上为我们而受苦。
That will make a big difference in our lives and in our children's.
如果这样的话，在我们里面，在我们孩子们的生活里面，要造成极大的改变。
Christian life is seeing Christ and after that,not only enjoying the presence of Christ, but also living Christ and magnifying Christ.
所以基督徒的生活就是看到基督，看见他之后，我们不光是来享受他的同在，而且活出基督，也彰显基督。
What is meant by the phrase living Christ?
那这个词活出基督是什么意思呢？
It is not understood by the grammarians.
对于语法上来研究语法的人他们是不明白的。
The phrases such as living by Christ, living with Christ, living in Christ, living for Christ, etc. are easily understood as the presence of the prepositions gives grammatical sense.
所以如果我们听到一些词比如说靠着基督而生活与基督一同来生活，或者是活在基督里，甚至为基督而生活，这些我们都可以理解，因为它里面有介词，在语法上让我们可以了解。
The phrase "living Christ" without a preposition rather gives us a broader, unrestricted, and unlimited usage and meaning.
但是这个活出基督里面没有一个介词，但却给了我们更广的、没有限制的。而且没有边界的一个实行和意义。
Nevertheless, we need to be clear that it is not wrong to use terms such as living by Christ with a preposition.
不管如何，我们要了解非常清楚，就是说，如果我们用这些词，比如说是靠基督而生活，有一个介词是没错的。
But we need to see that living by Christ.Does not mean living by Christ who is in heaven, in which case Christ becomes a helper from without.
那我们要聊，我们必须要看见的就是，活出基督，就是靠基督而活，并不是靠着一个只在天上的基督而活。我们的基督，他不光只是一个从外面来的帮助而已。
Living Christ should mean.Christ lives in us so that we may live by him.
靠着基督而生活应该是说基督是活在我们里面所以我们可以靠他而活。
Living Christ is living life.
活出基督是活出一个生命。
That life is Christ the person.
哦，这是一个活的生命这个生命就是基督他自己。
Living Christ is not using Christ to live.
活出基督并不是来利用基督来生活。
Living Christ is allowing Christ to live himself in us.
活出基督他的意思是容许基督在我们里面活出他自己。
If we want to use Christ, he does not mind to be used.
如果我们要来利用耶稣的话耶稣也会为我们所用。
But if we only use him, there is a possibility that we will use himIn time of need, and then let him go away.
但是如果我们只是使用的话，使用他的话，有一个可能就是说，我们在需要的时候来使用，之后呢，我们就说你可以走了。
So it is not using him, but allowing him to live himself out in us.
所以不是使用他，而是让他在我们里面活出他自己。
In using him, we want to keep.Our choice, and we want to be in control.
当我们来使用它的时候，这证明什么呢？我们想保留自己的选择，而且我想来掌管。
In allowing him, we want to give up our choice, and we want him to be in control.
但是容许他的意思就是说，我们要把我们的选择放弃，而且呢，我们愿意他来掌管。
When he lives out from within us, byOur allowing him or by our handing of ourselves over to him, he will do the best job of living, and that living will be without interruption, and it is not limited by us.
如果让他在我们里面活出来，我们是容许他的话，那当我们这样把自己交给他的时候，他要做出那最好的工作，并且这样的活出不会被打断，也不会被我们限制。
But when we use him, we will use him only in time of need, and let him go away when we don't need him, in which case there is an interruption or discontinuity and limitedness in our using him.
所以当我们如果只是使用他的话，那我们真的是只在需要的时候来使用，而之后呢就让他走开，我们那个时候不需要他了。那在这个情形里面，那这个生活活出来就会是一个被打断的，是不持续的，也是有限的。
That's why we are alive at times and dead at other times in a single day, because we use him instead of allowing him to live himself out from within us.
所以我们有的时候是活着的，有的时候在生命里面却是死的，是因为在每一天我们都在使用他，但是却没有容许他在我们里面活出他的自己。
When Paul said to live was Christ, his living was Christ.
当保罗说我活着就是基督的时候，他的活出就是基督。
Christ lived in him.
基督在他里面活着。
For him to live was for Christ to live within him.
所以对他来讲，他的生活就是让基督在他里面活着。
Christ was his content, and he was the expression.
所以基督是他的生命的内容，而他只是一个表现。
Living Christ is not a goal or a hope.
活出基督并不只是一个目标或者一个希望而已。
Paul did not say that his goal was to live Christ.
保罗并没有讲他的目标是要活出基督。
What Paul was saying was, I live because I have Christ, I cannot live without him.
保罗所要说的是，我有了基督才能有生活，没有他我不能生活。
This was a fact in him. In other words, this was his living condition, a lifestyle, a vocation, and not that he was seeking it as a goal.
所以在他里面的事实就是，这些话在他来讲就是他生活的现状，他的状况，也是他一个生活的方式，也是他整个人的生涯，并不是他把这个作为一个寻求的目标。
That was a secret to his living, but not a hope that he was trying to cherish.
所以这个是他生活的秘诀，并不是一个使他欢心的希望。
His living Christ was to magnify Christ.
他活出基督就是彰显基督。
In Philippians 1:20, Paul says that Christ would be magnified in his body.
在腓立比书一章二十节那里面，保罗讲到，就是基督在我身上照常显大。
We have to understand the significance or the definition of the word magnify in this verse in a still deeper way according to Paul's understanding and in the perspective of the whole Bible.
所以我们必须从保罗的理解和整本圣经的角度这里来明白这节中的那个显大的那个完全的更实际的更有深度的意义和定义。
We all know that to be magnified means to be expressed, to be exalted, to be glorified, orTo be honored.
那我们应该都来知道，彰显的意思就是把它表现出来，就是把它高举，就是让它得荣耀，而且让它被尊崇。
Yes, those are, but it means beyond that.
这些刚才讲的都是，但是比这些还要更加的多。
For Christ to be magnified means that we express the unlimited Christ.
基督彰显在我们里面，他的意思就是说我们经历了这个无限的基督。
Christ is magnified through his unlimitedness.
基督被彰显是借着他的无限。
For example, our love is limited because it is not Christ.
举一个例子，我们的爱是有限的，因为它不是基督的爱。
The reason there are so many separations and divorces is that human love is limited.
为什么我们现在有这么多的分手，有这么多的离婚？原因就是我们的爱是有限的。
Christ is unlimited and we are limited.
但基督是无限的，我们是有限的。
In any matter, if we live by Christ, who is not merely in heaven, but living within us, that matter will be unlimited.
不管在哪件事上，如果我们活出基督，是他不光只是仅仅在天上的基督，而是活在我们里面的基督，那件事情就可以成为无限的。
That is living Christ and magnifying Christ.
这就是活出基督和彰显基督。
But if we live by ourselves in the same matter, it will be limited.
但是如果我们是靠着自己在这些事上活的话，就会有限。
If we love others with our own love, we will discover that eventually our love will be exhausted.
如果我们是靠着自己的爱来爱的话，那很快的就发现我们的爱都耗尽了。
The ones we love will place more and more demands upon us to exhaust our love.
我们所爱的人，他们会把更多又更多的要求加在我们上面，让我们的爱耗尽。
The love of a husband is exhausted by his wife. The love of parents is exhausted by their children. The love of elders is exhausted by the brethren.
所以一个丈夫的爱可以被他的妻子耗尽，父母的爱可以被儿女耗尽，而长老们的爱可以被弟兄们所耗尽。
Although we may be exhausted, Christ is never exhausted.
虽然我们被耗尽，但是基督绝对不会被耗尽，永远不会。
The more love we require, the more love he affords to meet our requirements.
当我们在爱里面有更多的要求的时候，那他就会给我们更多的爱，让我们达到那个所需要的。
Therefore, to live Christ in the matter of loving others is to magnify Christ by his unlimitedness.
所以在爱的事，在彼此相爱上面要活出基督的话，就是来彰显那个无限的基督。
The same is true regarding humility and patience.
同样的，如果我们讲到谦卑和忍耐，
Our humility and patience is limited.
我们的谦卑和忍耐都是有限的。
If we live Christ in the matter of humility and patience, we will be living out the unlimited humility and patience, and thus we would be magnifying him.
如果我们在谦卑和忍耐上活出基督的话，那我们所活出来的就是那个无限的忍耐，也是无限的谦卑，所以他就在我们里面被彰显。
When Paul wrote these words in Philippians 1:21, for him to live was Christ, he was confined in prison in Rome.
当保罗写到在腓立比书1:21，我活着就是基督的时候，那时候他是被监禁在罗马。
Under those conditions, Paul could have made Christ small in the eyes of those observing him.
所以在这样的情形里面，他可以在周围观察他的人的眼中，把就是显出的基督是小的。
But Paul, in spite of being in prison, his desire was to make Christ bigger, to make Christ larger, to magnify Christ.
但是对保罗来讲，他的渴慕就是让基督显得更大，让基督显得更完全，那个就是彰显基督。
Would we be able to magnify Christ in this COVID pandemic?
我们能不能在现在的疫情里面来彰显基督呢？
Some say they're getting bored by being home.
有的人说在家里这么久我都厌烦了。
That is not magnifying Christ.
这不是彰显基督。
The word boring should not exist in our Christian life.
在我们基督徒的生活里面，应该不要有厌烦。
There is no boring in Christ.
在基督里面是没有厌烦的。
Some say they're depressed by being homebound.
有的人说，他们因着一直在家里不能出去，都有抑郁了。
That is not magnifying Christ.
这也不是彰显基督。
Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones said like this, the ultimate cause of all spiritual depression is unbelief.
有一位博士是马丁Lloyd-Jones, 他曾经这么讲，就是所有属灵的抑郁的原因，最终的原因都是不信。
Some go into depression upon the loss of their loved ones.
有的人因着他们失去所亲爱的而抑郁。
That too is not magnifying Christ.
这件事也不是彰显基督。
Under all circumstances, pandemic or prison, Christian life is a life in which Christians live Christ and magnify Him.
所以在任何的情况下面，不管是疫情，不管是在监牢里面，基督徒的生活应该是一个生活，我们活出基督，并且彰显基督。
It is also the life in which Christians live Christ and magnify Him corporately.
这个生活也是我们的基督徒在团体的里面一起来活出它，来彰显它。
We need to live an individual Christian life for a corporate Christian life.
我们要活出一个个人的基督徒生活，也要活出一个团体的基督徒生活，在教会里面。
Corporate Christian life is church life.
这样团体的生活就是教会的生活。
According to the definition, Christian life begins firstly with putting off the flesh and secondly with putting on Christ the new man.
所以根据刚才的定义，基督徒的生活第一件事开始的就是脱去我们的肉体，第二件事呢就是穿上基督，这个基督就是新人。
Since we are limited by time, we will not be dwelling on these two points.
因为时间的限制，我们不会在这两点上停留下来。
However, as believers, we all have our old man and also the new man.
不管如何，在信他的人里面，我们都有我们的老己，老的人，也有里面的新人。
If we check with our experience, we will realize that at times we are the new man and at other times we are old man.
如果检查我们的经历的话，我们一定会意识到，有的时候我是一个旧人，有的时候我却是一个新人。
This kind of experience is the story of our Christian life.
所以这样的经历就是我们基督徒生活的故事。
God's plan is to have our old man, the outer man consumed, and the new man, the inner man renewed day by day.
神的计划是让我们的这个老人，这个外面的人是一天天毁坏，但是呢，让我们的新人里面的人是一天新似一天。
Consuming is our being molded or conformed to the death of Christ.
所以这个毁坏其实就是我们被制作、被磨成基督他死的形状。
Day by day, year after year, God is molding us to conform us to this death.
所以一天一天，一年一年，神在那里制作我们，来毁坏我们，来达到这个死的形状。
Marriage is used very much by the Lord to conform the married ones to the death of Christ.
所以婚姻就是神所使用的，而且经常使用的，就是让我们在婚姻里面可以被磨成基督那个死的形状。
Paul was a person who was conformed to the death of Christ by something mysterious called the power of resurrection.
所以保罗是这样一个人，他被磨成这个基督死的形状，是借着一个非常神秘的事情，这个事情就叫做复活的大能。
No one can be conformed to the death, conformed to the death of Christ except by the power of resurrection.
没有人能够被磨成基督他死的形状，除非借着这死里复活的大能。
There's something hidden within us, mysterious and dynamic, called resurrection.
所以在我们里面有一个隐藏的，是神秘的，但是又是充满活力的，就叫做死里复活。
In every situation related to our daily living, we need to ask ourselves whether we are living by the resurrected life or by our natural life.
所以在每一天每一件相连的事情里面，我们要问自己，就是我现在是靠活出来的，是一个死里复活的生命呢，还是一个我原来天然的生命？
If we do this, quite often we will realize that we are living by our natural life ourselves.
所以如果这样的话，我们很快会发现我是活出一个天然的生命，就是我们自己。
At such times, we need to go to the cross.
这个时候我们要去到十字架。
To go to the cross is to be conformed to the death of Christ.
去到十字架就是被磨成基督他死的形状。
But we live a complaining life.
但我们活的生活却是一个抱怨的实际。
If there is a little less of salt, we complain and lose temper.
如果家里盐少了的话，我们就开始抱怨，而且呢发脾气。
However, to complain is to live by the self, not by Christ's life.
而抱怨呢，就是我们活出自己，但不是借着基督的生命。
How often in the matters of our daily living, we struggle and fight with others to get what we desire?
多么的经常，就是我们在每天的这些事情里面来挣扎，而且与别人打斗，要得着我们想要得着的。
We like to do things by ourselves.
我们喜欢靠着自己来做事情。
To do something not by our life, but by the life of another is a suffering.
所以如果我们去做一些事情，不是靠着自己，而是靠着另外一个生命的话，这其实是受苦。
This is Christian life.
但这就是基督徒的生活。
The more we die, the more we are in resurrection.
如果我们死的越多，那我们就可以更越多的在死里复活里面。
This is Christian life, and this is the great mystery of godliness.
所以这个是基督徒的生活，这个是那敬虔的奥秘。
The Christian life is a life in Christ's resurrection.
所以基督徒的生活就是基督他的死里复活。
But we still insist on living by ourselves in the old man.
但我们却经常还是坚持活在自己，活在这个旧人里面。
Thus, it is impossible to have Christian life.
所以不可能活出一个基督徒的生活。
It is difficult to see a person living a Christian life according to the Bible's definition of Christian life.
如果看到一个基督徒，他真的是按照圣经的定义，关于基督徒的生活的定义来活的话，是非常困难的。
We can see Christianity all over, but we cannot see a proper, genuine Christian life.
我们可以看到基督教到处都被都有，但是呢，我们却看不到一个非常正当的一个真实的基督徒生活。
According to my mother, who I'm not sure if she accepted the Lord before her death, there was only one person in her life living a Christian life, that was Brother Bhakt Singh.
根据我自己的母亲，我现在还不确定她在去世之前有没有接受基督，但是对她来讲，只有一个人在他的生活里面，他见到的只有一个人，是活出了一个基督徒的生活。这个人就是巴信弟兄。
To her, my sister and I, who were born again, were not living a Christian life.
所以对于他来讲，我的姐姐，我的姐妹和我，虽然我们是基督徒重生的，却没有活出一个基督徒的生活。
I am ashamed to say she was right.
我觉得非常的羞耻地说， 他是对的。
According to Gandhi, Christians are unlike Christ.
根据甘地所说的，基督徒并不像基督。
A proper and genuine Christian life is a life in which our old man dies so that Christ can come in to live.
所以一个适当的，一个真实的基督徒生活，这个生活呢，就是他的老我已经死了，但基督却在里面成为活的。
This is all together in resurrection.
这个都是在死里复活的里面。
In this resurrection, we can realize Christian life.
在这个死里复活里面，我们可以认识到什么是基督徒的生活。
We should not live by ourselves. We should live by another person, Christ, allowing Him to do it all.
所以我们不能不应该靠着自己来生活。我们所靠的是另外一个人的生命，是基督让他来做所有的一切。
When we live by the person, we will give up our culture, and Christ becomes our culture.
所以当我们来借着基督他来生活的话，那我们就会放弃自己的文化，而基督成为我们的文化。
Culture is a killer in corporate Christian life.
在团体基督徒的生活里面，其实文化是带来死的。
The best way to overcome our cultural affinity is to have the person Christ as our life.
所以最好的办法来胜过这些与文化的紧密连接，就是让基督成为我们的生活。
Paul's words in Colossians 3:11, there is neither Greek nor Gentile means that there is no room for a natural person to exist in the new man.
所以在保罗的话里面在哥罗西书第三章十一节，那里面说不分希利尼人或者外邦人，他的意思就是说在那个天然人是没有地位的，没有他的地位可以在这个新人里面。
But we may still keep some rooms in our thinking for Indians, Chinese, or Americans.
但是在我们里面，我们很可能还为着自己是印度人，或者是中国人，或者是美国人，保留了一些空间。
Also, according to Ephesians 2:15, Christ has abolished all the ordinances through his death.
而且根据以弗所书的第二章第十五节，基督是以自己的死废掉了一切的规条。
Before I was born again, I couldn't eat beef or pork as a Hindu.
在我重生得救之前，作为一个印度教里面的人，我不能吃牛肉，也不能吃猪肉。
The Lord has delivered me from such ordinances.
所以神把我从这样的规条里面拯救出来。
When we live Christ, we are declaring that we are dead to the law and ordinances, that is to magnify Christ.
所以当我们活出基督的时候，我们的宣告就是说已经对着律法，对着规条死了，这个时候就是彰显基督。
As we are living in this body of sin, our Christian life is such that in reality, I'm defeated every day, I'm revived every day, and I'm victorious every day, but not having a license for defeats, but only for victories.
作为我们基督徒的生活就是这样一个现状。我呢每天都有被打败，但我每天也都有复兴，而且我也每天来经历这个得胜。但是我们是没有这个失败的可能，因为我们有了一个得胜的执照。
Progression of Christian life is reduction in defeats and increase in victories in daily life.
所以基督徒生活的进步就是说我们减少我们被打败的机会那些经历，但是呢却在这个每天的得胜里面增加。
Vice versa is a regression.
所以如果是相反的话，那就是退步。
We are waiting for the redemption of this body of sin and death.
所以我们现在是等候着在这个罪和死的身体里面得赎。
When we receive the glorious body, there will exist no more law of sin and death in us, and we will live a totally sinless life without ceasing forever and ever.
当我们那一天得到那个荣耀身体的时候，那就再也不会有罪和死的律在我们身上，而且我们活的是一个无罪的生命，是永不止息的。
Until then, if we are living a life according to the definition of Christian life, the promises given to the Church of Philadelphia in Revelation chapter 3, verses 10 to 13 are for us.
但是在这之前，如果我们是根据这个基督徒生活的定义来生活的话，那神给腓立帖腓教会的应许在启示录三章十节到十三节就是我们的应许。
You may kindly want to read them at home by yourself.
所以您如果在家的话，也可以一起来读。
He who has an ear, let him hear what Spirit says.
凡有耳的就应当听。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
让我们有一个祷告。
Our dear loving and heavenly Father, we thank thee for revealing unto us that the purpose of Christian life is to magnify thine beloved Son and our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
天上的父神，我们感谢你，今天你让我们看到基督徒生活的目的就是来彰显我们亲爱的救主，你的儿子，我们的君王主耶稣基督。
Father, save us from being bored, worried, depressed during this pandemic.
我们亲爱的神啊，求你拯救我们脱离在这个疫情之中的沮丧这些抑郁还有厌烦。
But instead, cast our case upon thee, trust in thee, live Christian life, and magnify thy Son.
但是却让我们可以把我们的忧虑来交给你。让我们可以彰显你的儿子基督。
Father, help us and our children to go upon our knees every day. Spend time.
父啊，求你帮助我们，让我们跟我们的孩子们一起每天，主啊，在我们俯伏屈膝的时候来到你面前，花时间与你一起。
Gaze at Lord Jesus Christ, how he suffered on the cross for us.
我们可以注目我们的主耶稣基督何等的在十字架上为我们受了苦。
Be touched.
被你所感动。
Remember that.
而且记得。
Live him out.
把他活出。
And magnify him.
而且来彰显他自己。
Bless the word that has been released and let it pierce in our hearts.
求你祝福你自己的话语，让它扎我们的心。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们如此的祷告感谢，是奉你的儿子耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.